This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hi, everybody. Welcome and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be talking about the Bonneville Salt Flats, a story we've been covering here on the program as we have been visited a couple of times by Landspeed Louise, and we'll have another visit here today and get the latest. Evidently, there has been some, we've heard so many positive things in recent times from Landspeed. It will be interesting to see what Louise has to say on today's report on the condition of the Bonneville Salt Flats. If you have a question, we'd love to have you join us here on the program. The toll-free line is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. No, I have never been to the Bonneville Salt Flats. It's something I must put on my to-do list. It should be on everybody's automotive to-do list, and anybody that I know who has ever gone there always says the same thing. The salt gets in your veins, and once you go once, you want to go each and every year. So with that said, let's bring forth automotive journalist extraordinaire Landspeed Louise. Noah, Louise, how you doing?
Well, just humbled by that great introduction. Thanks for having me, Bob.
Sure, it's always a pleasure to have you on board here, and I got a note from you a little bit earlier in the week that there's some not so great things happening in the salt flat world. Bring us up to speed.
Well, we probably wouldn't be having this conversation if we hadn't discovered that the perpetrators of essentially a criminal act had not been residents of the state of Utah and live and work in the Salt Lake City area, which makes it that much more painful to report that I'm going to call them the two dumb donkeys. So nobody has to bleep me out, but we'll work it through that. They took a Crown Vicky that had been taken out of service from a police cruiser, and they changed out the powertrain underneath to make this baby a four-wheel drive with big, giant, knobby tires, and because it's got a great wheelbase and it's got a great track, and Utah has a lot of those low-lying areas, it's essentially, you know, kind of a real cruiser mobile for the off-road. But that wasn't good enough for the donkeys. The donkeys had to take it out on Bonneville, and not just at the end of the road, but off what we can see from the photo, probably right in either on the long course speedway or the short course speedway or just in between. Nevertheless, on the race course, doing serious, hard apexing, grinding turns, and with those tires being so heavy, they broke right through the salt crust, no matter how thick it was, and they were churning up the racing salt, the crust that we use for our races, and have destroyed that portion of the course. And when I first saw this, I was almost apoplectic because we're so close to racing this year. Thankfully, B.F. Goodrich stepped up. Now, B.F. Goodrich also started this problem, but it's because one of their third-party vendors got this picture from the guys, which, to tell you the truth, they did a great picture. It's a cool shot of a car doing circles, and if it were anywhere else but Bonneville, you and I wouldn't be talking about this.
Right.
And so the young social media intern posted this baby on the national website and Facebook pages for BF Goodrich, and of course that lit up land speed racing, not only here in the United States, but all over the world, and within about 30 hours, we had more than 300, almost 400 negative comments. I was contacted by BF Goodrich. I knew nothing about this. But when the PR manager saw what had happened and saw the negative, he called and reached out to Save the Salt, explained to me what happened. We got into the details of it. They pulled it down. We know who they are. And the best part is BF Goodrich helped us to find out that two dumb donkeys had done this, not this year, which is the small little, if you will, blessing, but they had done this in September of last year, but they just sent it to BF Goodrich now because they were trying to get more customers, because they build these doggone, what they call a poor man's Raptor. So that's kind of the story. We know who they are. We know where they went. The one guy just got married. The other one works at a Salt Lake car dealership as a painter. And, you know, I'm going to hunt them down when I go to Bonneville this year, these two.
What a story.
Are you there?
Yeah, you sure are. We're here listening with in great intensity. And what a great story, Louise. And it's something that we need to continue to spread the word about. And I'm so glad to hear that BF Goodrich responded to you directly.
They did, and because they also acknowledged, not only did they bring it to our attention, but they acknowledged that while it wasn't their fault, they contributed to posting a horrible conduct for off-road lands. And BF Goodrich has worked for many years donating money to various off-road groups to try and preserve the federal lands and off-road. And so they offered up to us, I did not ask, a $5,000 donation to essentially help perhaps a further education and reaching out. And I do want to say, when I said I'm going to hunt them down, it's not with any kind of anger, if you will, or nastiness. I want to go find these two boys, sit them down, and I want them to understand how many hearts they broke, how much that poor behavior that they did ruined things for people. And if they do it again, especially now that it's almost dried out, that essentially where they did it, right at about the 5 mile shutoff area, it's for their fun. That could cause a car, a truck, or a motorcycle to destabilize its speed, and most of the cars are in excess of 150 miles an hour out there, and you could end up putting someone in the hospital or in a casket. And that's why I'm so upset, and I want them to understand not only these, the dumb donkeys, but any other potential dumb donkeys out there in listening land, please don't do this. There you go.
Well, there are dumb donkeys in this world. There's no doubt about it. And if there's two, there's a lot more that are lurking in the shadows. So I'm so glad that you brought this in, and so glad that that BF Goodrich has responded. Oh, tell me.
Oh, Bob, this isn't the first time. The land speed racing community, which has gone out to Bonneville every single year that it was dry since 1949, yeah, it's about 70 years, they have asked forever that the BLM or the federal land managers put up a gate or put up some kind of cabling or something, not a big giant fence, but some kind of cabling that would make it not easy to go out on Bonneville and ruin things. And they say, oh, no, they'll just do it anyway. No, they won't. They have taken our money and our fees for decades and decades. And the only thing that they have put back at Bonneville is a sign at the end of the road. And that's about it. And then we went out, And
hold that thought, Louise. We're up against a break when we come back on the other side. Much.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back live all across North America on great radio stations and around the world at GCNLive.com. Landspeed Louise is with us. We're talking about Bonneville. We're talking about some recent happenings there, and we're talking about a couple of individuals who caused an awful lot of damage, and Land Speed Louise is bringing us up to speed on all of the happenings. And before that hard network break, Louise, you're telling us more about what's been going on in Utah.
Yeah, and before we get going on that, can I give them the website if they'd like to read these things?
Sure.
The picture of this?
Absolutely.
It's www.savethesalt.org. So, once again, www.savethesalt.org, O-R-G. And it's right there on the homepage, and your eyebrows will just go up onto your head.
Very good.
Anyway, so what the other part that makes this a little crazy, just before the 4th of July, the Independence Day holiday, our board member Larry Volk and the Utah Salt Flats Racing Association president, Dennis Sullivan, called BLM and said, we are going out to the salt. We realize that it's still just a tad bit wet, but we need to survey the courses which are coming up for the event. And they know, I mean, these gentlemen have been going out to this racetrack and on the salt for more than, in Larry's case, more than 60 years. And the BLM said, oh, absolutely not. It's still wet. If you go out there, we will give you a citation and a fine. So they couldn't go out there, but we talked to some of the towing companies on a regular basis, and I will tell you that just on the holiday weekend, the towing company in the local town of Wendover pulled out six people from the salt that went out there, and not a one of them had gotten cited, and that happens all the time. We try to go out and work with the racing, with the BLM, with the local town to take care of things, to be helpful, and we get told, we get the fingers shook at us, no, but these other people, including the two dumb donkeys, nothing happens to them. And in 2016, there were even bigger dumb donkeys, which I would use a derivative of that name, took a motorhome and were wakeboarding in the water out on the course. Those guys then went on to high on life with the company. They were trying to sell their fancy schmancy t-shirts and hats. Then they went to Old Faithful and decided they were going to go on the other side of the barriers, and they started carving stuff out of it to take souvenirs, and then ran away back to Canada. In both cases, with these major problems on the salt, it was Save the Salt that brought it to the attention of the BLM. They had no idea this had even happened at Old Faithful. So whoever the judicial arm of the BLM got involved, they fined them and cited them and banned them from the parks, all parks, for the next 5 years. But it was because of what they did at Old Faithful, at the geyser, and Bonneville was just a little footnote. So you see, the BLM really does, no matter what they tell you, they don't really do anything to help us. So that's why I'm crabby today.
Well, it's understandable that you're crabby, because this just doesn't add up, just doesn't make sense. And what's going on with the BLM folks? Is there one particular reason?
We wish we knew. But we are though working with them for a restoration program. I think you know that earlier this year, the Utah state government appropriated $5 million for the restoration of Bonneville, but it would only be paid out once the feds stepped up and did their thing. And when the salt started to go back onto the salt, on the raceway, that's when that $5 million would start to distribute. In addition, the state of Utah has agreed to administer the program so that the BLM doesn't even have to pay pennies for staff. We have someone who will take a look at the program, and they have looked at the engineering plans, multiple, that the land speed racers paid for. Pick one geologist, pick one BLM that will do the good job, and let's do that. And we paid for that out of our own money. BLM didn't spend a dime. So that's where we're at. We're trying very hard to be a good partner, and we have decided that with working with the mining company, which is responsible for taking the salt off in the first place, but they were essentially forbidden to put the salt back by virtue of their lease agreement, the legal contract. So I'll just leave it at that. It's they legally are supposed to rip up the salt until they're done, and then when they extract all of the mineral that they want, mainly potash and magnesium, then when it's totally destroyed, and it says this in the language of the lease, then and only then are they required to put anything back. So that's why back in the late 90s, the racing community saved the salt. And remember, this is all volunteer here. We formed this group and said, wait a minute, you take 100 million tons every year. All we want you to do is put back 1 or 1.5 million. That was tried in 1997 to 2001. Here's a full disclaimer. I was part of Team Vesco, and on October 18, 2001, the late Don Vesco went 458 miles an hour. Why? Because we had 13 miles of solid salt, and we hadn't had solid salt like that in more than two decades. So we're trying to do this the right way, and we're working with the two biggest users, we're working together as the two biggest users of the Bonneville Salt Flat, the mining company and the Land Speed Racing community. We're trying to be good.
Well, you certainly are, and you're doing such a great job of spreading the word, and I know that at SEMA last year, you had a presence there, and that further raised awareness of what's been going on. Are you planning on going back to SEMA this year as well?
Oh, absolutely. And I have to stop right now and very humbly and very gratefully tell everybody listening that if it was not for the support of SEMA and the member companies and various people helping save the salt, you and I would not be talking, because there would be no activism. We are now at the federal level looking to get the BLM on federal level to fix this. I stopped Roger Penske in the pits at one of the IndyCar races at Gateway last year and asked him, Roger, can I get you to write a letter so then I can use that letter and trade on your name? And the look on his face was like, what is wrong with you, woman? And I told him, I said, it was really good. Normally you don't get the captain to have a reaction like that. And he looked at me and I told him, I said, I need a letter from you to the BLM director in Washington, because if I can get Roger Penske and Penske Racing to tell the feds that Bonneville is a place worth saving for amateur motorsports in the United States, it won't matter what Louise Noah says or any of the other unknown land speed racers, but Roger Penske, they'll listen to him.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Once again, several cities are imposing overnight curfews in an effort to head off more violence connected to the protests over the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. In many places, like in Pittsburgh, people are clearing away the damage from demonstrations that stopped being peaceful. In Charlotte, North Carolina, the protests are ongoing. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot said she fully supports the peaceful protesters, but those who aren't peaceful are causing big problems.
And that's why I'm also hurt and angry at those who decided to try to hijack this moment and use it as an opportunity to wreak havoc, to loot, and to destroy.
Washington, D.C.'s mayor says the violence and vandalism from previous night's protests were committed by an organized group and appeared more bent on destruction than protest. This is USA Radio News. Hurricane season could be very different this year for more than one reason. That story from USA's Chris Barnes.
Monday officially starts hurricane season, though tropical storms Arthur and Bertha arrived early, and forecasters are expecting a busier than average season. Officials across the U.S. South and Mid-Atlantic say they're still scrambling to adjust their hurricane plans because of the coronavirus, and the big unknown remains, where will people who have to flee the storms go? The Associated Press surveying over 70 counties and states from Texas to Virginia, with more than 60% of coastal counties saying they're still trying to firm up plans for public hurricane shelters. Many say they'll use hotels, as they would allow for greater virus prevention measures, but officials emphasize turning to free shelters should be a last resort, urging people to stay with friends or to rent their own hotel rooms. But massive unemployment is making the expense of hotels less feasible for most families. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thanks so much for being here with us. My name is Bob Long, along with Landspeed Louise Noeth, automotive journalist extraordinaire, the force behind Save the Salt, and she's bringing us up to speed on what's been happening in recent times at Bonneville. And before that hard bottom of the hour break, Louise was telling us a story of an encounter with Roger Penske, and that must have been quite a moment, Louise, when you sprung that on him and requested him to write this letter. I'm sure he was surprised, and in the end, he was defensive at first, but surprised in the end.
What I found out, and Roger and I have done a few different television shows and various documentary things. So I'm not, and I've worked with him in my early days when I ran Indy. So I'm not foreign to him, but I don't follow IndyCar much anymore because I've been trying to help Bonneville. And I just, he's always surrounded. He's always busy. He doesn't just go to an IndyCar race to hang out. He's busy. So when I saw him in pit lane, and there was nobody, not an engineer, not a driver, not even a PR person or a media person, I thought, oh,
wow.
And I went, Roger, I need to talk to you, please. Just please. And he just stopped. And then that's when I made the pitch. And at the end, he just put his hand on my shoulder and he said, you write it, let me look at it, and we will send it. He didn't even send it back to me. I wrote it, sent it off. 2 weeks later, it was on the director's desk in Washington, D.C., who runs the BLM. That's the kind of guy Roger Penske is, and he understands, like me and all the other little land speed racers, he just happens to be a big name, that we really want Bonneville to be around 50 years when we are all dead, all of us, listening, so that there are young people that can go out to Bonneville and have those great dreams of speed and the ability to take an ordinary person and have them do extraordinary things out at Bonneville. And that's what land speed racers do. They are the fastest people on Earth. They are the fastest in any of the professional motorsports, and they're amateurs. They don't get any money. They get a little inky-winky little time slip and a trophy, and sometimes a little certificate, but it's bragging rights and the ability to know that what they thought is what was actually able to do. And that's what we want to do 50 years from now. And if the BLM is not jumping up to fix this, Bonneville will be lost. And what will be is a footnote, or in one of my books they'll say, hey, that might have been a really cool place. I wonder what happened to it. And nobody might know. But anyway, Bob, I'm a blabbermouth about this. Are there any questions that you have, or any listeners want to do that? I can be quiet and you can ask me a question. That's hard for me to do.
No problem. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Email bob@autoworldradio.com. If anybody has a question for Land Speed Louise, we would welcome your calls and your emails anytime. So shoot it off to us. And let me, just for those listeners who may not be familiar with some of the players here, for those listeners who may not know what the BLM is, why don't we make sure and explain that?
Well, it's the Bureau of Land Management, and it's a federal agency that has a really strange mission. Half their mission is supposed to be protecting our federal lands, meaning we, the Americans, to protect them from destruction. Okay. And then the other half of their mission is to monetize those lands so that the lands will pay for themselves. In most cases, it's easy to do. Let's say you go to the Grand Canyon. There is a entrance fee, or you want to go on the river, and there's a fee for that. Or you go to Mount Rushmore. There's a fee there. And those fees help to pay to keep the place in good shape. Same thing with the Appalachian Trail, and these are national parks all over the United States. The Bonneville Salt Flats is federal land, but it's also a national park. It has been put on the National Register of Historic Places, and it has a fancy schmancy designation called ACEC, which is Area of Critical Environmental Concern. But, honey pie, I'm telling you, that's about all it is a fancy designation. Because the BLM just tells everybody, oh, yeah, it's a very serious thing. And they don't do squat jacks and diddly dong to fix that. Even when we ask them just to put a cable so people can't go out and do what the two dumb donkeys did over the holidays. And all the other people that do this on a regular basis. So I will tell you that most of your listeners would probably know I sound very enthusiastic and very vibrant, but I have learned more self-restraint in the past 4 years of working as a pro bono advocate for Save the Salt than I have in my entire life. Because it makes you just crazy. You get to a point where you just, I don't want to hurt anybody. That's not the point. I want these two dumb donkeys to understand what they've done. And maybe if they understand how much they've hurt people, they might be an advocate. And that would be better than anybody trying to go get them. I want them to get it. I don't want people to get them. So
that only makes sense.
I mean, when are you going to get out there, Bob Long?
Yeah, I got to get out there, definitely. It's something long overdue, and many of the folks that contribute here to the show, anytime I have them on the program, and we talk about Bonneville, it's once you've been there, it gets in your system. You need to go back. And I have one gentleman who's competing out there and comes on the show from time to time to tell us about his efforts. And he is just blown away with not only the area of Utah and the Bonneville Salt Flats, but also about the camaraderie among the racers that happens during the racing period. He says there's nothing else like it on Earth, that folks lobby around each other and help each other, and this is the kind of stuff that doesn't get a whole lot of publicity. It's something that we need to tell people more about, that these people are following in the footsteps of the great hot rodders of yesterday and keeping hot rodding alive here today in 2019-2020. And as you said earlier, we want to keep this alive for 50 years from now or 100 years from now so that people can continue to run their vehicles on the salt flats, whatever those vehicles may be.
Right, exactly. And this year, now here's the thing. For some people, and especially for the people who started this, such like Larry Volk, who's been going out there since he was a teenager, Rick Vesco was just a snot-nosed kid. I mean, 4 or 5 years old when his father was racing out there. And then his older brother, Don Vesco, some of your listeners might know. But now, Rick, he's in his 70s, and his driver, Dave Spangler, who was the former president of Hooker Headers, is the driver. And those two gray-haired devils last year, because we did have pretty good salt, our national record is now at 492 miles an hour. The world record is still 458, the one that Don set. And the only reason the world record is slower than the national record, which is normally the other way around, because we haven't had the good salt to make the two runs. And the last run that the Turbinator turned in, with Spangler at the control, at age 76 years old, 503 miles an hour. So the next time somebody tells me they're too old, I gotta come back.
Wow.
Thank you for listening.
That's right, hold.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the LicoChops.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Lincolns was setting the pace?
Thank you so much for being here and being with us. My name is Bob Long, along with automotive journalist extraordinaire Land Speed Louise Noeth, and we've been telling you about Bonneville and some not-so-great happenings and spreading the word about this treasure that we have in the great state of Utah. And I want to make sure that we promote Save the Salt and get more people involved. What's the best thing for folks to do who are listening right now to you and I, Land Speed Louise?
If they go to the SaveTheSalt.org, www.SaveTheSalt.org, pretty easy, wander around those pages and take a look. Most of the things I've been saying are not only chronicled, but there is a timeline that shows how many decades, not years, but decades this has been going on. And all of the materials we have put, actual documentation from various people throughout the decades, this, none of this is a Chicken Little screaming. None of this is exaggerated. This is serious. But one of the things that would help, seriously, write not necessarily to Washington like Mr. Pinsky, but write to your local senators in your state, both of them in the Senate. Find out who your representative is in the House of Representatives. And if you think that this is a bad idea, that the BLM is not taking care of the Bonneville Salt Flat for amateur motorsports, and not only amateur motorsports, but for the archery people, the 5K people. There are films that are done out there. This is for everyone. We're going to lose this. And it's one of these places that John Glenn used as a marker when he was in space to report back to Cape Canaveral, oh, yes, I'm over, moving over the Bonneville Salt Flats in Utah. That's the level of detail that people know about Bonneville. For the longest time, we were the fastest people on Earth. That happens to belong to the British now. But maybe if we can save this place and we can get a few youngsters, we can kick Andy Green and Richard Noble off the top of the throne, and we can bring the world record back to Bonneville. And they both know that I want to do this to them.
And what is the world record mark right now?
Well, the world record for unlimited, so it doesn't matter if you put a mouse in a box on a treadmill, is 763 miles an hour. The world record for motorcycles is 367, and then the world record for wheel-driven cars, not for thrust-powered cars like Thrust SSC, that's our record at 458, but we hope to kick that up to 500. Please, God, please, God, please.
And of course, the racing season is not that far down the road here. When is the racing season kicking off for 2019?
It will start with Speed Week, and that will be August 10th through the 17th, and it is a full week. They will get sometimes upwards of 500 people with cars, trucks, and motorcycles that will come out and vie for various records over the course of that week. The next one takes place in September. That's World of Speed from the Utah Salt Flats Racing Association. Then the Bonneville Motorcycle Speed Trials, which is just for motorcycles. That's also in September. There is a final event that the Southern California Timing Association, or SCTA, that has put on Speed Week since 1949. They call World Finals in October, if the weather holds. And then the smallest itty-bitty event, but the fastest stalled in cars, trucks, and motorcycles, is the Cook Shootout. They might have less than a dozen cars, but they will be the fastest on Earth. And that's anything. I don't care if it's Formula One, IndyCar, drag racing. As far as I'm concerned, they are all about half the speed of what we can do, or a quarter of it, and they can come out to Bonneville, and even though they said, oh, well, how hard could it be to drive in a straight line? My answer? Not hard at all. But listen, honey pie, staying in a straight line at 300 or 400 miles an hour, now that takes a little skill.
That's right. And you mentioned earlier about the record and the fact that it needs to be a bi-directional run. You need to do your run in one direction, and then you need to repeat it. Tell our listeners a little bit more about that.
Now, that's only for the world records, and that's what makes it so hard. When you go across a measured mile, and you designate to the FIA, this is my mile, and I'm going to contest the record in this mile with this particular certification, you have to do that within 60 minutes. One way, and then go the other way, because there are no one-shot wonders. Unfortunately, because national records, there are so many vehicles, as I mentioned earlier, upwards of 400 vehicles, you can't herd all those people from one end of the track to the other just so somebody can go the other direction safely. So national records are contested over 2 days. Let's say on Saturday, the first day, everybody goes out and they qualify on their record. A 300-mile-an-hour record, they go 310. And the following day, all of the people that had qualified on their record, they go to a impound. And they all come out first, and they take their records, or they take their place up in the front of the line, and that's what we call record runs. So everybody that qualified the day before, they're first down the line, and if they are successful, let's say this person went 320 miles an hour. Well, The record is not 320 or 310. The record is 315 miles an hour because they average those records. And that's a, any record, whether it's national or world. It's just how quickly you have to do the record.
That's really cool. Thanks for explaining that. Telephone-wise, 855-660-4261 and bob@autoworldradio.com. And once again, a couple of people here have emailed me up and they want to get involved. And to get involved, the best thing to do is go to the Save the Salt Foundation website. So why don't we make sure and reiterate that address. And somebody want to know if there's any telephone numbers associated with it as well.
Well, mainly it's email because it's yours truly that does this pro bono. That we don't have an office. We don't have a budget. Louise does this and has done this for the past 5 years just because I want to save Bonneville. And that's how all the people on the board of directors. Nobody's paid. We're all doing this special. So if you go to the website, there is a form to fill out and tell me what you'd like to do because I need to have it in writing first. And then if you put your phone number in there, then I can give you a call and talk to you. And the reason we do that, because otherwise you get a lot of crazies. And I don't have time for crazies.
Yep. Exactly. And there's enough out there for everybody. We need to weed out the crazy factor.
Right. But anybody who goes to SaveTheSalt.org and takes the time to send a note, I absolutely promise you I will respond to you. I promise. On behalf of every single little land speed racer you will never meet in your whole life, I promise I will do that.
And, again, it's just around the corner. So how is the salt, despite those two donkeys, how would you rate the salt condition for 2019?
Well, I've been talking to the boys that go out there with the faster cars, and they've all been getting, you know, they're like nervous mailies about this. And it's drying out very good. It's a little bit wet, but that's all right. We're still in July, but it's mostly dry, and we believe it's drying properly, and it's drying with a good management. If it dries too fast, it buckles, and it's no good. If it dries too slow, then it's too mushy like cottage cheese. But so far, knock on wood, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. All the things are doing. It's just like an engine. It's like intake, compression, you have ignition and exhaust. All of those have to be in good harmony, as it is the same thing with Bonneville. There is precipitation, there is evaporation, there is percolation, where the salt comes up from the top and it dries out, and then there's the most important part, yum yum, desiccation. And desiccation builds the salt crust, yum, which builds the seed and gives you, it gives you serious courage.
Well, Landspeed, thank you so much for your time here. We'll do another hour again soon, and keep up the great work. Thank you, my friend.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed him right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.